KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Taking a look at some high school sports around the area from yesterday at high school cross country. Western Iowa Conference holding its cross country meet yesterday in Avoca, and it was Tri-Center winning the boys team championship. Tri-Center wins it with a total of 46 points, just edging out Trainer, who had 48 points for second place. IKM Manning with 84 points, placing third. Logan Magnolia, fourth. Riverside, fifth. Missouri Valley and Underwood round out the rest of the teams. Individually, Derek Thompson of Trainer was the champ. Brett McGee of Tri-Center, the runner-up. John Frank of Tri-Center was third. Quentin Dreyer of IKM Manning was fourth. And Tarek Lowe of Logan Magnolia placing fifth in that meet yesterday. Rest of the top 10, Cole Dooley of Trainer, Sean McGee of Tri-Center, Dennis Pilling of Riverside, Caleb King of Logan Magnolia, and Ryan Kahns of Trainer, the top 10. On the girls' side, it was Logan Magnolia capturing the team title. They win it with 31 points. AHSTW with 51 points, the runners-up. Tri-Center had 69 for third. Trainer with 91 was fourth, and IKM Manning placed fifth with 115 points. Individually, Peyton Poggi of Tri-Center was the champion, with Courtney Spohr of Logan Magnolia the runner-up. Taylor Spohr of Logan Magnolia was third. Tori Castle of Trainer was fourth, and Grace Slater of Audubon fifth. The rest of the top 10 includes Violet Lapke of Logan Magnolia, Julia Cook of AHSTW, Chloe Falcona of AHSTW, Hannah Tiggison of Audubon, and Holly Heppner of AHSTW rounds out the top 10. Also in cross-country action yesterday at the Bob Saunders Cross-Country Classic up at Ida Grove, on the girls' side, it was WCKP winning the team title with 37 points. Northwest Webster with 96 was the runner-up. Shenandoah placed fifth overall with 139 points. Xyra EHK was 10th in that meet. Individually, Maddie Moline of Northwest Webster was the champion. Other top 10 finishers include Brenna Gottfried of Shenandoah. She placed fourth in that meet. On the boys' side, Woodbine wins the team title with 78 points over Sioux Central, who had 109 points for second place. Shenandoah placed fifth, Boyer Valley placing ninth overall. Individually, it was Dylan Blake of Maple Valley winning the title, ahead of his teammate Weston Beeson, who was second. Woodbine's Adam Shearer placing fourth in that meet. Boyer Valley's Patrick Heffernan running seventh in that meet. In high school volleyball play last night, the Western Iowa Conference tournament getting underway, and it was IKM Manning beating Audubon 3-1. Trainer beat IKM Manning 3 games in a row. Underwood over Riverside in 3 straight. Tri-Center beat Missouri Valley 3 in a row, and Logan Magnolia topping AHSTW 3-2 last night. That sends things into the semifinals at Missouri Valley tonight, where Trainer will play Underwood and Tri-Center will face Logan Magnolia. Also in the Pride of Iowa Conference tournament yesterday, Mount Air sweeping 3 from Wayne. It was Southwest Valley 3 in a row over Mount Air. Central Decatur defeating Bedford 3-2. East Union beat Central Decatur 3-1. Lennox advances with a 3-1 win over Southeast Warren. And Nottoway Valley, a three-game sweep over Martinsdale St. Mary's. Those semifinals and finals set for tonight. Also last night in volleyball, Fremont Mills winning twice as part of a three-team meet. Fremont Mills sweeping 2 in a row from East Atchison and 2 straight from Mid-Buchanan as well last night. Well, the high school football polls for this week are out. Take a look at those numbers for you here this morning. In the Associated Press high school football poll first, the AP poll this week has West Des Moines Valley number 1 in Class 4A, with West Des Moines Dowling rated number 2. Cedar Falls is 3rd, Ankeny Centennial, and Cedar Rapids Kennedy round out the top 5 in the big school poll. The Class 3A Associated Press poll has Western Dubuque ranked on top, with Solon number 2. Cedar Rapids Xavier, Independence, and North Scott round out the top 5. Lewis Central is at number 7 this week, while Glenwood is tied with Washington for 10th in this week's poll. In the Class 2A poll this week, Waukon is top-rated with Clear Lake number 2. Algona and Des Moines Christian are 3 and 4. Greene County is at number 5, and OABCIG number 6 this week. In the Class 1A poll, Dyke New Hartford is top-rated with Van Meter, Western Christian, West Sioux, and South Central Calhoun, the top 5. Trainer is tied with West Branch for 6th in this week's Class 1A poll. In the Class A poll, West Hancock is number 1, followed by St. Ansgar, North Tama, Grundy Center, and MFL Marmac in the top 5. Tri-Center is in at number 10 this week. In the 8-man poll, Don Bosco remains number 1, with Remsen St. Mary's number 2, Turkey Valley 3, Audubon at 4, Easton Valley at 5. Cam stays put at number 6. Coon Rapids Bayard tied with Harris Lake Park for 7th. Fremont Mills is 9, and Lennox is at number 10 in this week's poll. The Radio Iowa poll is similar, but not identical. In Class 4A, West Des Moines Valley, Dowling Catholic, Cedar Falls, the top three. In Class 3A, Western Dubuque, Solon, and Cedar Rapids Xavier are the top three. Lewis Central's at 6 and Glenwood number 10 this week. In 2A, it's Waukon, Clear Lake, and Algona, the top three, with Greene County 4, OABCIG at number 6. In Class 1A, Dyke, New Hartford, Van Meter, and West Branch are the top three. Trainer is at number 9 in that poll. The Class A Radio Iowa poll has West Hancock, St. Ansgar, and North Tama the top three. Earlham is at number 6 this week. And the 8-man poll, Don Bosco is top rated, followed by Turkey Valley and Remsen St. Mary's. Audubon is number 4, Cam is number 6, Coon Rapids Bayard rated 7th, and Lennox is at number 10 in the Radio Iowa poll this week. On college football news, Texas Tech coach Matt Wells says Iowa State is very similar to the Baylor team. The Red Raiders lost 2 in overtime. Tech is 3-3, and they'll host the Cyclones in Lubbock.
Again, another program that has gotten used to winning. They do not beat themselves. They play very sound on both sides of the ball. They're very well coached. They're very sound in special teams for early in the week that I've seen so far in special teams tape. They're very well coached. I think, again, another physical team that is going to make you go the long road. They're not going to make mistakes and just serve it up on a platter to you. They're very well coached.
Wells says the Red Raiders expect to see a lot of Cyclone running back Breece Hall. The freshman piled up 132 yards in a win at West Virginia.
This kid's tall, lanky, slasher. A really good game against West Virginia on the road. And, you know, quite frankly, an impressive performance for a true freshman. I'm sure we're going to see more of him this week.
Speaking of, Breece Hall, the true freshman at Iowa State, was honored as the Big 12 Newcomer of the Week after his performance at West Virginia. The Wichita, Kansas native had a breakout game against the Mountaineers in Morgantown, helping the Cyclones to a 38-14 victory. Hall rushed for that career-high 132 yards on 26 carries and found the end zone 3 times. Hall had TD rushes of 1, 1, and 12 yards and tallied a long run of 18. He averaged 5.1 yards a carry. Hall's 3 rushing TDs broke Iowa State's record for a freshman, and he's one of 4 FBS true freshmen to record a 3 TD game this season. His 132-yard performance is the 7th best single-game total by a true freshman in FBS this season. Hall, who was a first Cyclone freshman to record a 100-yard rushing game since David Montgomery in 2016, leads the team in rushing yards now with 216 on the season. In the NFL last night, the Green Bay Packers remain atop the NFC North after engineering a pair of scoring drives and some help from the officials in a 9.5-minute span against Detroit last night. Mason Crosby capped the Packers' comeback from a 9-point fourth-quarter deficit by drilling a 23-yard field goal as time expired to give his team a 23-22 win over the Lions. Green Bay was able to march toward the Detroit goal in the final 2 minutes after Lions lineman Trey Flowers was called for a questionable hands-to-the-face penalty for the second time in the half. Replays showed Flowers' hands actually on the shoulder of a Packers lineman. The Lions led 22-13 until Aaron Rodgers hit Alan Lazard for a 35-yard scoring pass with 8:03 remaining. Rodgers was 24 of 39 for 283 yards and 2 touchdowns as the 5-1 Packers dropped the Lions to 2-2-1. Jamal Williams finished with 104 yards on 14 carries for Green Bay, which captured its first win in 5 tries against its NFC North rival. Matt Prater nailed 5 field goals for Detroit, including kicks of 54, 51, and 41 yards. Lions QB Matthew Stafford was sacked 3 times while completing 18 of his 32 throws for 265 yards. Well, the National League Championship Series could end as soon as tonight. The Nationals have grabbed a 3-0 lead with another stifling pitching performance in an 8-1 thrashing of the St. Louis Cardinals in a game heard here on KJAN last night. Steven Strasburg provided the latest gem by a Nats starter, striking out 12 and allowing an unearned run and 7 hits over 7 innings. Strasburg's performance leaves Washington starters with an ERA of 0 over 21 and 2/3 innings in the series. He also lowered his career postseason ERA to 1.1 over 41 innings. Howie Kendrick doubled 3 times and had 3 RBIs for the Nationals, who are 1 win away from the first National League pennant in franchise history. Kendrick doubled home a pair to cap a 4-run third and added an RBI double in the 5th. Ryan Zimmerman added to the Nationals' 11-hit attack with an RBI double and a run-scoring single. Victor Robles homered in the 6th inning after missing Washington's previous 5 games with a hamstring injury. The Cardinals' only run came when outfielder Juan Soto misplayed Paul DeJong's single, allowing Jose Martinez to score from 2nd. Losing pitcher Jack Flaherty was tagged for 4 runs and 5 hits over 5 innings. The Nationals have more runs in the series, and the Cardinals have hits. Washington has outscored St. Louis 13-2, limiting the Redbirds to 11 hits. Patrick Corbin will try to close out the pennant for the Nationals tonight. Dakota Hudson will try to keep the season alive for the Cardinals this evening. Yankees slugger Giancarlo Stanton is trying to heal up a strained right quad that kept him out of the starting lineup for Game 2 of the AL Championship Series in Houston. Those teams are tied at 1-1, and manager Aaron Boone is hopeful that Stanton can recover in time to start Game 3 this afternoon at Yankee Stadium. Stanton was injured, running out an infield single in the second inning of Game 1, but remained in the game and homered off of Zach Greinke in a 7-0 victory. Meanwhile, the Yankees and the Astros plan all bullpen games from the start in Game 4. Houston manager A.J. Hinch anticipates rookie right-hander Jose Urquidy will pitch at some point in Game 4, but preferred to call it a bullpen day. Yank skipper Aaron Boone says he can see regular season starter Jay Happ in his mix of Wednesday pitchers. And in racing, Ryan Blaney has become the second driver to secure a spot in the third round of the NASCAR Cup playoffs by holding off Ryan Newman at Talladega Super Speedway. Blaney earned his first win of the season by beating Newman in a door-to-door race to the finish line. Blaney was the leader on a restart with two laps remaining, but he fell behind Newman before receiving a push from fellow Ford driver Eric Almirola. It was the sixth smallest margin of victory ever at the 50-year-old track. Blaney joins Kyle Larson in the round of eight with six spots still available. Denny Hamlin was third, followed by Almirola and Michael McDowell, as Ford took four of the top five spots in that race. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.